Keyboardist Brian Culbertson's new CD, It's On Tonight, hits stores today. The new project features collaborations with some contemporary jazz greats, while maintaining that sensuous Culbertson groove that's very much his own. During a recent conversation, I wondered if he was surprised with the growing popularity and audience of the smooth jazz genre.
I don't know if I'm amazed, but, I'm definitely thankful. Hey, you know, it's the kind of music that I just naturally did. And, they always say, oh, anybody could do this. But it's not really true. You hear straight-ahead jazz guys trying to do this kind of music. They can't play. And I think that's one of the things that the jazz police, you know, they didn't like it because it was mainly called jazz.
The new CD, It's On Tonight, is much of what Brian Culbertson fans are used to, and that is you're going to have some great instrumentals. But you, like many, but you to a greater degree, I think, find a way to marry the vocal to your music, and with some great people over the years who've been on your other albums, and you've not let us down this go round. Yeah. You've got a preeminent lady with you on this album, Patti Austin.
Yes, I do, Patti. I just spent a month on the road with Patti over Christmas time. She is so incredible, and was definitely a pleasure to have her on this right now.
Just when I was gonna turn it down, love came.
And you also bring Will Downing to the table, another great voice.
Yeah, Will is a label mate of mine now on Verve. Will is just a guy that I've always admired over the years. He's just such a unique sounding voice. And I've always been into featuring, other artists during a song or even a lot of a song, just to give a little break. You know, a little different taste, a little change in pace.
If you come home with me, baby, it's on tonight. Soon as you walk through the door, say it's on tonight.
What about influences for you?
Yeah. Oh, man. Tons of influences growing up. Like I said, Earth, Wind, and Fire, big influence. Chicago, Sting, in the jazz realm, Brecker Brothers, David Sanborn, and Marcus Miller, that duo in the 80s was just, killed me. Loving that. Yellow Jackets, Jeff Lorber, Chick Corea, of course.
Sometimes I talk to musicians and they talk about, and it isn't necessarily their favorite song on the CD, but it was their favorite song to perform, to put together, to compose.
Yeah.
Was there that on this CD? Did you have fun with one song more than another?
Well, sometimes, believe it or not, I have the opposite thing. Sometimes I'll have a song that is really, really tough, and it's just this arduous task of just going over and over and over. So one of those songs on this record was the title cut. Just took a long time to really get together and formulate it into the final version. And we, mixed it a couple different times and, hey.
So what's upcoming for you now? This is coming out, so will you tour with this?
We're on and off the road. I like to kind of go out for the weekend and be home during the week. I spend a lot of time recording in the studio, other projects, so I'll pretty much be out every weekend for the rest of this year, and hopefully do a Christmas tour. I don't have any complaints.
Well, we're happy you're turning it out. I'm a big fan. The new CD is called It's On Tonight, and we'll leave that to people's interpretation of what exactly
indeed
that means.
Oh, we know what it means. Come on, it's on tonight.
It's on. Brian Culbertson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
All righty.